Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
Sisters and friends, today is Friday, May the 18th, 2013. We are having our weekly meditation session. How are you today? First of all, I would like to express my happiness when I can come back to the temple and meet the Sangha after more than a month. I was away from the temple doing many activities around. I was left the temple since April the 6th, I think, 6th or 7th, to have a short-term monastic retreat in Dallas, Texas. And then right after the retreat finished on Sunday evening, and I fly all the way to Cambodia to do to have 1 week of charity there. We went to many old temples and poor villages to give rice, to give the food, and also after a week there, I back to Taiwan and China. I come back to temple after a month just for 1 day, and I back to the state again for the retreat last week. And tomorrow we will have a wedding ceremony here in the morning, and in the afternoon I will fly to Toronto, Ontario. Because we have Buddha's birthday celebration and retreat there. I will come back and join the Sangha to celebrate the Buddha's birthday celebration on that we celebrate on May 25th and 26th of this month. So please make your time and come to join the two-day ceremony. On Saturday morning, May 25th, we will have the International Buddha's Birthday Celebration. That means that we will, together with the other traditions, to celebrate the birth of the Buddha. And on the Sunday morning, we will have officially the Vietnamese tradition ceremony. Today is the, if we base on the lunar calendar, and today is the 8th of April, the fourth month, I mean. Today is the 8th of the fourth month, year of the snake. And in the tradition, today is the officially day of the Vaisak celebration. And in back to Asian countries, all the temples celebrate today. And usually we have 1 week of the celebrations. And when the Buddhism spread into the Western countries and the Buddha birthday celebration take about 1 month, the reason is we don't have enough monastics, head monks. So like myself, you can see I travel a lot this month too, to take guide the ceremony in different parts of East Coast and West Coast of Canada. Anyway, today is the only Friday I see you for this month. So, I see you next Friday too. I come back on Wednesday. In our daily practice, the only wish that we have that to have more peaceful, more relaxed. And I remember 2 days or 3 days ago, I met a friend. And when they come to see me and during the conversation, and I told him that when you sleep, sometimes you just relax your body, but that doesn't mean you relax your mind. Is that true? Because sometimes we just rest on bed, but we have a lot of things to worry. And that means we have the habit of unmindful living. We are unable to combine. We are unable to bring the mind and the body into one. Sometimes we sit here with somebody, but our mind already somewhere else. For example, today you already set up your time that you will come to join the Friday session. And that is your plan. But when you come here, you are sitting here, you start to move to somewhere else, you move to your next plan. This is what we plan, but we just arrive here by the physical body, but the mind already moved to the next plan. And then 8 o'clock we rush to that plan, but when we arrive there, we move to the next plan. We always have the habit of unmindful living. Mindful means we dwell ourselves in the present moment. We are here, bring our mind here. When you drink, the water is there to serve us, to help us to get rid of the thirsty. But are we there to enjoy the water? So sometimes we have a question. Is that cookie taste good? Is that tea taste good? To me, all the food tastes good. But the point is, are we there to enjoy them? Are we ready to enjoy them? But they already prepare. They're already there to serve us. The tea is already good, that's why they're on the market. And we bought them. We know them good, that's why we bought them. Then the question, is that good? Is no need. But the question for us is, are you ready? Are you ready to enjoy? So every day, we practice. You know, today when I practice a slow walk with the Sangha, I'm totally happy because I know that I'm walking with the Sangha. I don't know if anyone here of you know our brother Steve O'Brien. I think when you met, you see his picture, you will know he was a very long member. I went to the state and back to the temple on last Monday. When I stepped into the temple, I met him. He was sitting at the back hall with his friend. And because I'm too tired, that's why I didn't come out to talk with them. But I did make them some tea. I offered both of them tea. And they just sat at the back hall and talk and enjoy their time, their quiet time at the temple. And you know what happened today? Before I step out here with you, the master come and let me know that he passed away. He was the nurse. He worked at U of A. He worked at the emergency department. But you know what happened? Every time when he got flu, fever, he will call Thai and say, Thai, I need spoon massage. Spoon massage is the Vietnamese traditional. You're using some balm or some oil and you smash on the back, your back. So you get very red. You take away the fever, the flu away from the body. And he loved that. And sometimes he asked me for cupping him. And I met him on Monday, and the master told me that he also called the master and talked on the phone 2 days ago. And today we received the news that he was gone. So therefore, this is another sound of the bell. One day, there was a monk who walked, passed by a funeral, and he made a poem. I saw the death body was there. I cried. Do I cry for myself, or I cry for the others? Sometimes we cry for ourselves more than for others. Because if something come and suffer us, and we wish not to, we always wish that something, you know, all the bad things will be away from us. We don't want to be sad. We don't want to be suffer. We want nothing wrong to us. But what happened? Wrong things always come to us one by one. And sometimes come together. You have a problem. You did not solve it yet. You start to have another problem. And that happened all the time. And sometimes problem happened right on the emergency time. Like our commercial fridge downstairs, the walk-in cooler, the walk-in freezer, they never broken on weekdays. Only on weekend. And you know, if you call somebody to fix them, you always pay double. But they're very smart. They broke right on day, on time. People used to say, fortunate never come alone. And misfortunate always come double. So therefore, no matter what we believe, a very normal way to think, we wish that we have no problems in our daily life. We don't want anything wrong to us. But that's unfortunate. Why? Because this is the absolute truth of life. We have two different kinds of truth. Relative truth and absolute truth. We say, oh, I'm happy. This is relative truth. Because I don't have any sickness, I have nothing wrong with me, nobody bother me, I say I'm happy. But this happy is only temporary. But when I step downstairs, my shoe is gone. Somebody stole it. I can turn my face right away. And right in that moment, we have the opportunity to reflect on us. Are we really there? Are we really attaining some peace in us? So meditation is for what? To help us to see every single time that emotional arises in us. When we have passion, we know I have passion. When we hate, we know that we have emotional of hate. When we happy, we know we happy. In Buddhism, we call delusions. Delusions doesn't mean it need to be something really seriously come. Sometimes things are not related to us, but we still involve. We try to call. We try to annoy ourselves by many things around. And sometimes we don't want to leave. If everything normal, we don't want. We always create something unnormal. But if something wrong come to us and we say, oh, I only wish I have a normal life. Somebody meet you once a while. Hey, how are you doing? Nothing. Still the same. So boring. Right? But if something come to us, oh my. I just want a normal life. I just want, you know, to have a job and a family and things go normal. But if things normal every day, we try to find something else. Let's find something. Let's go somewhere. Let's do something. Somebody, when they asked Thầy to bring them to Westlock Meditation Center. And when we arrived there, and the first thing they said, wow, it's so beautiful and so quiet. I like it. 5 or 10 minutes later, I said, Thầy, do you have something to do? I said, don't you want to come here and relax? You see, that's our habit. When we are so free and we wish to have something, you know, we want to find something. Sometimes we need to learn how to stop and let's do nothing. What do we call? I want to be free. Free from work, free from something. I want to be free. But who prison us? No one. One student came and asked the master, Master, I feel unpeace. Please help me to be peace. The master stared at him and said, Bring me that unpeace mind. I will make it peace. And he wanted to find the unpeace mind. So he needed to sit quietly and find the unpeace one. So what happened to him? When he sit quietly, he is peace. He at peace. He at ease. And he said, Master, I couldn't find it. The master said, then I already make you peace. Peace or unpeace is you, not from the outside. So let's say, you like the sound of the bell. So every time when I invite the bell, you say, wow, it's nice and quiet. And somebody will say, I don't like that sound. I remember there was a lady who came here for meditation. And the one thing she disliked is the sound of the bell. She said, oh, Thay, you know what? When I meditate, I like everything, but the only thing I don't like is your sound of the bell. Your sound of the bell. And one day, the master passed by a young monk, looking at him when he practicing meditation. He said, what are you doing? I meditate. The master asked him, what for? Oh, I want to become the Buddha. He means, I'm meditation, so I wish that one day I become Buddha. The master did not say anything. He walked outside and he bring in a piece of tile. You know, when they do the roof, he tried to smash, he tried to polish. And it bothered the student who meditate. He cannot stand anymore, and he opened his eyes and said, Master, what are you doing? Why you polished the tile? He said, oh, I want to make it a mirror. He said, you know, are you kidding? The tile unable to turn into the mirror. And he said, then why you tell me you meditate to become the Buddha? Buddha or not Buddha is not the words that we use or not the thing that we describe. But it's based on how we live. We can talk about the fruit of the Buddha. We can talk about an idea of peace, of happiness, or we can talk whatever we want. But that's not the point of the practice. The main point is how you live, how you look at things, how you reflect on things, how you deal with things. That's the point. We don't want any delusion. We don't want annoying. And that's the main thing. Sometimes we feel unhappy. We want to make a trip. We want to travel. We want to see many things from outside. We want to change the situation, the environment, or even the people we meet. But you know, if we are unable to transform inside of us, and nothing can fit. Do you remember I shared with you a story about the bird? There was a bird, his singing is very bad. So people use rocks and throw at him because he always make people feel uncomfortable with his voice. So he moved to another place, another tree, another nest. And the other birds asked him, why you move here? He said, oh, because I was on that other tree and people throw rocks to me because they don't like my singing. So that's why I want to move to a new environment, new place. His friends, the other birds said, my dear friend, it's not the point that you move yourself to somewhere as long as you change the way you sing. You see what I mean? Sometimes we complain, people don't like me. People don't like me because they don't like the way I talk. There you know. You know the root. You see the root, but why don't you transform the root? You always cut on the top of the tree. That's how we are. We don't want that kind of flower or grass, then don't just cut on the top. But you know, we have the habit. We cut the grass and then after that we water them. Let the grass come and grow and then we cut. That's why we're busy all day. We water the grass and then we cut the grass. We clean. I want this space to be empty. We move that to another place and that's so empty, we move, bring another thing place there. That's me. That's why it doesn't no matter how big the temple, we still pack everywhere. Sometimes we walk, you know, around the house and we feel that our house is too busy, too much stuff. Let's make a big clean. Take one day off. Big clean. Put everything in the garbage. And then later on we remember that in the garbage. Open it, take it in, find another place to place it. And after we clean some of the space already empty, we try to bring something else and to make it look, and we feel look more proper. So what is the practice? The practice is to reform something, to make something newer. Somebody, when they call me and they say, "Thai, I'm suffer. I need to share." And what I share with them, yes, I already know. I already know what you try to tell me. Because your words I already heard from your CD. I already heard from your Dhamma talks. And I said, because you still have the same problem, same disease, then I need to give you the same prescription. Because what you have done is you repeat my prescription, but you did not take the right pills. In the sutra called 100 fables, the Buddha gave an example. There was a young man who was sick, and he went to the doctor. And the doctor said, you need to take orange juice every day so you will get well, because your body needs vitamins. He went home and he said, each day he repeated about 20-30 times, drink orange juice for more vitamins. But after 2 weeks, he's still very sick. Because he just repeat. His friend come to visit him and saw him, you know, repeat and repeat. And his friend think he does not know what is an orange. So his friend draw an orange and tell him, "My friend, this is an orange. You need to buy this and take it." So he make 100 copies. He cut and he burn and he drink. He did not get better, but he get worse. He went to see the doctor again. Now, this time the doctor need to go to the supermarket and buy an orange and make into juice and let him drink it. And he get well. The Buddha said, we are the same. Sometimes we repeat the prescription. Sometimes we copy people what they do, but actually we did not receive the true message, because things did not come from our heart. Things never change. You see people sit and cross their legs, close their eyes. We do the same every day. But we just sit, but we don't meditate. You remember I always mention this. Sitting and meditation is two different things. Sometimes we're sitting every night for 30 minutes, but we just sit there, but no meditate. Oh, we join our hands and we moving our like this for chanting. Look like we are very sincere. But you know why they move like this when they chant? Because they live in, on the mountain and very cold. They need to move their body. So sometimes you sit there, you see Thầy sitting there with you, but maybe I'm asleep. I already fallen asleep. So this is the one of the verse that the patriarch remind us. You want to live your life free from delusion, this is something you should do. When you know, every day we have things to deal with. Every day. Do you believe that? Every day we have things to deal with. We have some situation to deal with. We have some case to solve, something to involve. But we need to learn free, relax on all conditions. We try to cultivate the condition, but try not to expect anything. Instead, we should relax and accept. Because the more we expect, the more we attach, the more we tie ourselves, and the more we annoy ourselves. Just think about it all the time. But when you're able to accept the situation, you will move on. You don't accept the situation, you stay the same. Do you believe that? This is not the philosophy. This is something very true, it's absolute truth. We are getting old every day. Every day pass by, we move close to the death. We don't want to talk about it. That's okay, but that is something we are slowly move on. Today is May the 18th. We already more than 4 months older than the beginning of the year. Don't wait until we complete a year and we call, I am receiving one age. But we are changing all the time. But thanks to the impermanent, because without impermanence, we never meet, we never grow up, we never have a chance to change. How come? When we are a young boy, we want to become the adult. Anything good, beautiful, nice, we want to come closer and sooner. But something negative, we don't want it to come. Everything is balanced. Negative or positive, they move on the same. As long as we know how to relax in all conditions and accept them easily, This evening, I talk with a lady on the phone. She suffered about her children. And I told her that not too much. Because even you suffer yourself, you mistreat yourself. They still don't know and they still don't care. Instead of that, why don't you go back and take good care for yourself? And you know what? You can make your prayer and wish. One day, they will become mother or father. They will understand how much you love them. And sometimes, we have to let people touch to the very bottom of the suffering. In that moment, they will understand and they will stand up. When they are not there, we are unable to tell them anything. Why? Because when you drunk, then you cannot see things straight. You always see things opposite. Unless let you sleep. Tomorrow, you awake, you no more drunk, then you will see what is right. Right? When people live in full of dark, full of delusion, we cannot say anything. So instead of sitting there and yelling to a drunk man, he already slept. Why don't we just go ahead and clean what is around? Let them have good time to sleep. Tomorrow they are awake and we can share. Sometimes we don't drunk by alcohol, but we drunk by things around us. We just attach to that and we just dark ourselves. We just cover ourselves. You know, growing up, not only a physical body, but we need to practice in such a way that we also grow in our understanding, our insight, our practice. Sometimes you look at that guy, he's so big, but very small understanding. So growing, we need to nourish for both physical and mentally. So taking vitamins, taking nutrients to nourish the body is not enough. We also need to take the Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha. We need to take good lecture to nourish the mind. Do you remember the five contemplations before meal? May I take only food that nourish my body, prevent illness, and keep my compassionate alive. That means we take edible food to nourish the body. But the last one, we take this food in order to realize the path of understanding and love. We nourish the body. What for? To practice, to attain to the destination of love and understanding. There was a young group came and asked me, Thai, where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? I said, oh, my Bible in here and in here. This symbolizes for understanding. This symbolizes for love. Once you can talk with understanding and love, when you can act with understanding and love, when you can think with love and understanding, you are a beautiful and complete Bible. You need to install that kind of Bible into your mind. You have a hard drive. Only 2 files, good enough. We don't need to carry the Bible along. Before we talk, watch the language we use. Before we want to do something, watch out. What are we doing? Things only benefit for yourself, not good enough. Make sure things also benefit for others. And that's fair. We need to contemplate why we suffer. And that is a big object, a big subject for meditation, for reflect every day. The sunshine is nothing wrong. But with the one who does not like the sunshine, it's a big problem for them. The raining, the farmer will love, but for us, we don't like. You see what I mean? The beautiful light moon will be a lovely picture for the poet. But for the thefts, the stealer, they don't like it. Because they are unable to steal anything from others. And this is the story I learned from a man. Where there was a man who walked along with the king. And the king turned around and said, "You know what? Lots of people complain about you. Lots of people complain about you." And he said, "Oh, dear majestic, you know, in this life, when you do something people like it, they will praise you. They don't like it, they will blame you. The same as," he gave an example, "a raining day will be lovely for the farmer. But for the one who lives in the city, they don't like it. The moonlight will be a beautiful picture, image for the poet to make poem. But for the stealer, they don't like it." So even the sky, even God, still don't satisfy people. Then I am just a normal human. People don't satisfy with me. That is normal too. So this story helps us to understand. Nothing that you can expect. Even you say, "Oh, I didn't see Thầy doing anything wrong, but why people hate him?" You only see your side. But people may see on their side and their way of thinking. So the best, just be a solid earth. People pour down clean water, happy. They pour down their cleaning water, their dirty water, you still take it because you are the earth. Earth can take dirty water, earth can take clean water, because earth is deep, solid, strong, and wide. None of the things that they want to build, they cannot build above the earth. They need to base on earth to build up. And what is that? Your patience. Your accepting is the very strong foundation to build up your future, to build up your life. We have no patience. We cannot build up anything. Be patient. You know, even given the technology, like your email address, if people really want to attack your email, they still can access your email, right? They can use your email and send out any message. You never know. Have I ever shared you about this story? It's happened to me. There was a man who attacked to my email, access to my email. He used my email and sent out some of the message. And after that, he sent me back an email. He said, I already accessed your email, and I have read some of your emails. And I replied, I said, you know, a kind person, a polite one, they never accessed any personal things. He replied me back and he said, I know, but I just still want to know what you write for people and what people write to you. So I changed the password. He emailed me back, he said, you don't have to, because once I can access, find out your password, then no matter what you change, I still can find one. You know, after I changed the passwords, he accessed again and he told me, I don't have to change the passwords. Technology. You know, in Vietnamese, we used to say this. If the thick peel of an orange, they still have a pointy nails. That means if you are good, somebody will, you know, better than you. They can do something more than you. Yeah, the police have a machine, the radar. They can catch you when you overspeed, right? But now they have another machine you can put in your car, and they can feel 100 meters away. They can tell you the police ahead, so you better slow down. If this happened, and something else will be happen. If this already gone, something else will be gone. This is because this is. You have a human body, then you have to accept all things that happen to a human body. You was born in this human's life. There are some things that you have to accept in this realm of human. You become a monastic? Yes, there is something you need to do as a monastic. You accept a marriage life, then you know there is something that you have to accept as a marriage life. There is nothing in this life that we choose that we don't have to pay for the price. Even very tiny thing still have some price. 10 cents, 5 cents, anything. A piece of candy you still pay for. And now you know what happened? You still pay tax for that. Right? A piece of candy, still pay tax for. So therefore, anything you cost, you still pay interest. When you have a credit card, they wish that they can have some interest from you. But if you pay off all the time, maybe after 5 or 6 times, they will cut off your credit card. For example. So I just want to share with the Sangha. Contemplate about our daily living. Things come and things go. They go and they will come. You lose something today, you will find something tomorrow. And then at the same time, you may lose something else. There is nothing completely perfect. There is nothing completely end of the world. But also there is nothing completely happiness. Happiness or not is based on how you look at things, how you feel things, how you accept things. That's it. The same as you remember, you don't feel peace. Nobody can give any peace to us. Unless you sit down and you find, oh, this is the true facts of life. Honor, dishonor. Praising and blaming. Happiness and suffering. In this life, always things come together. Praising, blaming. Suffering, happiness. Black and white. The unique that we can have is the mind to be free from all attachments. Since we can free from that, we are free from delusions. I cannot give you delusion. This is what I'm doing. You take me, you accept me, you're happy. You don't accept me, you don't take me, you're annoying yourself. So resting, not only the body. Rest the body, rest your mind. I forgive you if someone have done something wrong to us, and we will say, I forgive you. But we never know that soon as we will forgive someone, it is a chance for us to forgive us. Because once we release that person, we release our delusion. But sometimes we forgive only by words, but we don't release here. So remember, forgive and forget. If not, 100 days, 100 years, we're still the same. We live up to 100 years, doesn't call old. We live in someone's heart. This is a long life, long liberty. If we live in such a way, when people mention about our name, wow, that person, wonderful. We live in someone's heart too long. Better than, you know, we live up to 100 years. So today, I meet the Sangha. I just want to share with you what I practice, how I see, how I view about my practice and life. I just share with you as a gift for your long weekend. We will have a holiday called Victoria Day, a day to celebrate, to victor something. But, you know, we win people from outside or anything from outside, not better than we can win ourselves. Your great victor is when you're able to taming yourself, to watch out yourself. That's a great hero, a great victor. The Buddha said, in the Dhammapada, you win 100,000 people in the battle. You are the victorian during the war. That is not the absolute win. That is not the perfect victor. The great victor is you're able to win yourself. Overcome. You overcame your ill beings. We have lots of negatives in us. But beside that, we also have lots of positives. Why we only focus on the negative and make the negatives arise and strong in us? Focus on the positive. Make that positive arrive in us every day. And that is the meaning of celebrate the birth of the Buddha. The birth of the Buddha, not only once a year. We need to celebrate. Let the baby Buddha born in our daily life every day. So every morning when we wake up, I'm still alive. How wonderful. I will make my Buddha walk into this day. Miracle. May you enjoy your long weekend, and I will see you next Friday. Please enjoy your breathing along with the three sounds of the bell.